Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us once again. Plakas, how are you?
Doing great, Gregor. Ready to finish off 215 with a great show.
Nice. Yep. Now, 216 comes, and, you know, some people make resolutions, others don't. A lot of people try, and sadly, a lot of us fail in our New Year's resolutions. And a lot of, you know, one of the most common ones is, you know, go to the gym or eat healthy or different things. And, you know, in your 20 years of experience, you've encountered a lot.
Yep.
Why do so many people fail?
Yeah, for people that are trying to lose weight in the new year, it's because, you know what, losing weight, everything is against you for you to be successful. So first of all, you have, human beings don't have the genetics really to be super lean, because our bodies are meant to conserve energy and store fat in times of famine. So when you start trying to get rid of all the body fat on your body, this, especially if we're getting leaner and leaner, your body starts lowering its metabolism and makes it more difficult and tries to conserve that fat. So you have to, you have to fight genetics in the first place. Number two, we live in an environment where there's food everywhere you look. You can't go on down any street or any corner without finding a restaurant or a fast food place or somebody to deliver food to you, or and it's stored in your house. It's everywhere in front of you. So it's very tough to, you know, say no to everything, because we also have a brain that is programmed to seek pleasure. And it seeks to find foods that are high in sugar, high in salt, high in fat to get that dopamine release so you feel good. So you're fighting that. And then thirdly, people are going to have a tough time succeeding because they don't really have a support structure in place before they make the commitment to help them achieve the goals, their goals. Because it's very tough to go out there and, you know, commit to doing exercise all by yourself if you haven't done it before, and commit to eating super healthy if everybody around you is not eating healthy. So without having that support structure built in, again, that also makes it very difficult.
Now, you've had some people succeed. How so? What are your tips?
Okay, so really to get the success that you want, you have to have a game plan in advance in order to that suits your lifestyle and the obstacles that you may encounter in your day. So you have to be able to anticipate those obstacles and then have a game plan in advance. So, for example, if you're looking at exercise, the part of it, you can't just say, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to exercise more. What you got to do is you got to, first of all, find something that expends energy that you love to do and you look forward to doing it. So if it takes you willpower to go to the gym, or if you have to force yourself to go there, it's highly unlikely you're going to be able to sustain that long-term willpower past like 2 or 3 weeks, because that's usually when everybody sort of stops going. So you have to find something you love to do. So for me, my favorite thing is playing sports. So you never have to, I never have to be like asked twice to play sports. If you want to play tennis or hockey or ball hockey or whatever, I'm in all the time. I love doing that stuff. I look forward to it. So that's what you have to do, is you have to find somebody to do things with, and plus something that you love to do where it doesn't take willpower. Yeah, that's major. Also, when it comes to food, looking the obstacles at where in your day are you having your trouble spots? So you have to figure out, okay, I'm not bad all the time. What time of the day am I the worst at? So it might be late night eating. That might be your issue. It might be on the weekends. That is your issue. It could be at work where coworkers are bringing bad foods and tempting you with them at that time. So you got to find out what is your worst trouble spots and come up with ways to get around those obstacles. And there's always a way around it. You just got to identify what is your trouble spot and how can I get around this. So there's many ways of doing that once you figure out which one it is.
Paul Plakas joins us now. The food one, that makes sense, is to for people to recognize where's their weak spot, right? Because late night eating is definitely one for a lot of people. Some people will go a long time without eating and then just gorge themselves at one meal, and that's
correct.
Obviously not great either. But any tips, how do you get out of the routine? Because I guess it just takes willpower for a few nights. Say, okay, I'm done eating at night. Or you're better off eating protein late at night rather than carbohydrates.
Well, you have to, protein definitely satiates you longer. So if it's a hunger thing, then for sure protein will make that the hunger pains go away for longer periods of time than carbohydrates would. So that they're good that way. But if your issue is late night eating, it's usually a habit you formed to different cues in your environment. So, for example, if it's eating in front of the TV and that's just something you've done your whole life, the only thing you can do is two things you can do. You could either try to get a lower calorie item that you can snack on. So instead of being chips or popcorn or whatever, or if it's ice cream or whatever that is, if you can somehow eat something less calorically dense, then that might get you through it. Or your best bet is to get yourself a new habit. So not always sitting in front of the TV, watching TV late at night. So maybe that's a time where you walk the dog. So if you walk the dog when you first come home from work, maybe you save it for later on the night, because that's when you know your bad habit of eating bad food in front of the TV happens. You walk the dog then because you create a different environment. Or you leave the house to go to the library or do something like a sport or activity, something with a friend, something completely different where you don't repeat the same habits.
What about, now you mentioned activities, obviously you want to do the sports if that's one to play a few times a week, but do you find, are there easier, over the times you've trained a lot of different people in 20 years, Paul, do you find, is there an easier workout activity that the average person will gravitate towards?
An easier activity? Yeah, I would say if you're just starting out, the activities that involve, if you have a little bit more weight on your body and you haven't really moved quite a bit, so the less jarring an impact the activity is, the more likely you're going to want to do it for a period of time. Because if it's jarring and highly has a lot of impact, you're going to be very stiff, you're going to be very sore from it, it's not going to feel great on your body, especially if you are a little bit overweight. So stuff like running is probably not a great thing to start off with if you're overweight, or playing kind of any kind of aggressive sports, that kind of thing. So I would do something that involves, like walking for sure is one of your best things, and then doing activities that involve just less impact. Like weight training is good as long as you're not jumping or using too excessive loads, and doing more of a higher rep range to start off with, and learning good movement patterns and distributing the workload over many muscle groups so you're not doing the same activity again. Movement over and over again. In the wintertime, stuff like cross-country skiing is fantastic because you're gliding over snow and you don't have that impact, and it's a great multi-joint movement pattern, and you get a lot of calories burned. And even stuff simply with your kids, if you take them tobogganing and you walk that hill up and down, 15, 20 times, and if you try to pull them up the hill on toboggan, that's ridiculously tough, and it's not that much impact, and it's fun because you get to go down the hill, and plus you're spending time with your kids. That could be motivating too.
Paul, I love it, man. Have yourself a happy new year. Any new fun physical activities coming up in 2016? Is there any new workout craze you're going to try? Like, you have a new form of Zamba or Zumba or something?
No, I'm more of a sports guy. I tried indoor soccer this last Monday and found out I'm pretty good at that too. Jason, it's kind of like as I age, I seem to just be getting better at stuff. I thought I'd be slowing down now that I'm in my later 40s, but no, I'm getting better and better all the time.
Oh, I love that line. I found out I'm very good at it. Oh, that is awesome. Awesome. Blackus, you have a good one. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
You got it. Bye-bye.